Joseph Bars is one of the most important people in the history of Michigan athletics, but you would never have guessed that from his family background. His great-grandfather was the most notorious privateer in Canadian history. During the War of 1812, he captured, sank, or burned more than 60 American ships, making him America's most wanted man. Three generations later, Joseph Ernest Bars grew up in Wolfville, Nova Scotia. At his hometown, Acadia University, he starred in football, hockey, baseball, and boxing. After graduating cum laude in 1912 at age 19, Bars moved to Montreal, where he rose to become a district manager for Imperial Oil. He seemed to have it all, a great career, money, and fun, but no sense of purpose. That changed when Bars became a machine gunner in World War I. Bars was itching to fight. He wrote his parents, "As you have probably noted, I am full of this thing." But after a year of combat, he said, "I think we are all heartily sick of the whole show." A few weeks later, a German shell sent Bars flying, knocking him out, paralyzing his left foot, and giving him hand tremors for years. He spent 6 months in a body cast, then returned to his parents' home to relearn how to walk. His recovery was interrupted by the biggest man-made explosion the world had ever seen. On Thursday, December 6, 1917, a French munition ship called Mont Blanc bumped into a Norwegian ship at 8:46 a.m. That was not uncommon during the Great War, but Mont Blanc's cargo was 6 million pounds of explosives, or 13 times the weight of the Statue of Liberty. The collision knocked over barrels of airplane fuel on Mont Blanc's deck, spreading fire across the bow. Mont Blanc's crew ran to their lifeboats, while workers and schoolchildren on shore watched the ghost ship slip perfectly into Pier 6. 18 minutes later, Mont Blanc blew up, wiping out half of Halifax. In less time than it takes to blink, 25,000 people were homeless, 9,000 were wounded, and 2,000 were dead. It was the world's largest man-made explosion before the atomic bomb, and one-fifth as powerful. When Bars went to help, he could not believe his eyes. "I saw some terrible scenes of desolation and ruin at the front," he said, "but never did I see anything so absolutely complete. In that entire area, of over 3 square miles, there was not one stick or stone standing on another. Every house and building had just crumbled up, and the whole thing was a raging mass of flames." Bars put his first aid experience to use for 3 sleepless days before being relieved by medics from Boston. Bars was impressed, writing that the Americans' response was so spontaneous and everything done even before it was asked for. It brought tears to all our eyes. "You know, we've always been a trifle contemptuous of the United States, but never again. They can have anything I've got, and I don't think I feel any differently from anyone else down here either." Bars returned home with a new sense of purpose. He decided to go to the University of Michigan's medical school, marry a woman from Battle Creek, become an American citizen, and start the University of Michigan's hockey program, which has won a record 9 national titles. It all started with a wounded veteran of the Great War, a young man who decided to put his life back together by helping others do the same.